Dun 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 dun. Morning, y'all. Take it easy, Hoffa. We're there. We got it. Ah, okay. Hey, morning, guys. Was this story new to anybody? Hello, hello, hello. Hey, Christy, Paula, Teabag Life. Everyone needs a life, and I guess teabagging is one way to do it. It was new to you, Andrew. That's cool. I probably had about 30 requests on the tips line and in my email to do that story, and I figured that it was done so much that no one wanted to hear it, but you know, you got it. That's what you want. Hecklefish, I got to cover his bowl after the show. He gets wound up, so he's got to go sleep it off. So there is some stuff in the episode that I didn't have a chance to cover for a couple of reasons. One was this guy, Martin Pohlman. Let me see if I can show you what I'm doing. Do you guys ever hear of Marlon Pohlman? He actually patented the time machine. But he went to jail for drugging women and assaulting them. And some people think it's a cover-up. Thanks, Chad. I appreciate that. Let me see if I can get you on there. There you go. If there's anything you guys want to know about the episode, let me know in the chat. Video quality low. Jason, Jackian, McGurk. Anyone else seeing that? It looks okay to me. Thanks, dude. I appreciate that. Any Teeter believers? If you go on his, let me see if I can get it. Let me see if I could find his posts. He has so much hate. So many people take him really seriously. Let me see if I can find him. Maybe he was a slider. Oh yeah, look at the stripes. That's trippy. That's trippy. That's a showbiz no-no, wearing a pattern like that. That's cool. I'm going to wear that every time. Russell, why are you shouting UFO over and over? Hello, Dizzy Lizzy. Hecklefish is on break. You know, he's hung over for the premieres. They're really early in the morning. Babylonia, I would like to see that link. Yeah, the Teeter mythos. I mean, there are still a ton of believers out there. Do you guys believe in John Teeter? In my research, there's a lot of believers of John Teeter, and time travel. You know, I try to be respectful, but I do not believe in John Teeter. I think I have the link below. Caltox is looking for more travelers. That's implying that you are a traveler. John Hicks, has anyone talked to the lawyer in Florida? Yeah, people have done tons of interviews with him. And so that's Larry Haber. He's got a bunch of brothers. There's John Rick Haber, which he says he doesn't go by that name. But if you follow the Hoax Hunters site, And Hoax Hunter, he's a weird dude, but you know, if you're a John Teeter researcher, you're going to be a weird dude. He's a weird dude. If you look at his site, he's traced P.O. boxes of John Teeter and the Habers through Celebration, Florida and Kissimmee, Florida. And to be honest, not a lot of it tracks for me, but some of it's good research. So the Habers are all wound up in this thing. But I don't know about you guys, but I haven't been able to find anything with the Habers related to Teeter since before, really since before that LLC, which was 2003. And Teeter was already gone then. So what it feels like to me is that you've got the John Teeter story, which may or not have been started by Matheny. I'm not sure. He says yes. Anyway, so Matheny starts the story in 1998, which most people kind of miss. I don't even know if it was in the book that I used as reference. And that's in 1998. And then like about 2 years later, he shows up on the message boards and then disappears. He's only on the boards for 4 months and then he disappears. And then suddenly you've got this Larry Haber situation. And Haber will constantly say that it's not him. It's not his brothers. He has nothing to do with it. And kind of is annoyed by the questions, but why do you keep doing the interviews? And what's with the LLCs and the trademarks and the books? D-Wa-Wee-Wa, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you for the super chat. Had a 1,000-mile drive. Listened to basically every video on your channel during the 2-day trip. Whatever happened to Space Panda? Did I miss something? No, he didn't. He just wasn't popular. And he wasn't that popular with you guys, but he wasn't that popular with us either. He just, I feel like Hecklefish needs a pal. I think he needs a friend, but I haven't been able to figure out how to do that. Let me see. I'm trying to get this other super chat up there. There you go. Petro Kartsakis, the John Teeter story is really a romantic time travel tale, but as soon as someone seems to be making money off such a story, I call BS. I think you're right. And Matheny, I would have liked to have Matheny on. Let me show you guys this. I would have liked to have him on, or at least talk to him before I did the episode. So you go to his site. This is him, and this is, he's done a lot of cool stuff, and he says that he's one of the Teeters. Go to his contact page. You may also sign up for my look. If you have any questions, feedback, no interview requests. So he does not want to talk to us. But he says it was him. I've heard him on a couple of podcasts. You know, when I first looked at his site, I was like, "There's no way this guy is John Teeter." You know, because he's eccentric. Let's just say that. I didn't think he had the science for it, but he's hardcore. Suspect, how many people do you have on your team? Just me. The production team is just me and Hecklefish. On Discord, we've got 5 mods who help out. My wife helps out. But for now, the production team is just me. I do the research, writing, and the production. If you see Daniel in the chat, he does some research too, which is super helpful. I thought I saw Gino up there. Gino says, now if I only had a time machine to watch every Y-Files live. Look, if you have a time machine, that is definitely not the way to use it. This is a novel, another. No, this is just an urban legend, D. Shill, that like everything else showed up on Art Bell in 1998 with a couple of faxes and then kind of went away after the faxes and then showed up on these message boards about time travel a couple of years later. And then a few weeks after they showed up, moved to the Art Bell message boards. It was called Post to Post, if you want to look those up. Good day, Tombstone. I don't know how to say your name. It looks like Aryan to me, but I don't know if I could say that word without getting banned. There was a question I wanted to get on there. Yeah, the shirt is trippy, right? Sorry about that. Even you might have believed at one point that I was put on meds. So there's that. Hey, that's going to happen. The meds are going to straighten you right out. James, what's your background in research? Can't you tell? I have no background in research at all. No background. A few podcasts have reached out to me and asked if we want to come on and talk about UFOs or Bigfoots or Big Feet or whatever they are and all the paranormal stuff. And I tell them I'm not an expert in any of this stuff. What I am is I'm an entertainer who researches. You know, I'm interested in the mysteries and the paranormal and the urban legends. I mean, they're my favorite stories, but I'm not an expert in any of them. Most of the stuff that you see on the channel, I've never heard of the stories until someone suggests it. Like the green-eyed children, I definitely never heard of. The moon-eyed people, I don't know how many. I guess we do a lot of eyed cryptids, but I'd never heard of a lot of those. The Black Knight satellite was new to me. My brother Gino recommended that. Shout out to Gino, who's driving back from hanging out with Joe Rogan. Looking at the comments. AJ, is your shirt currently warping through time? It certainly feels like it. I feel like my breasts are already in tomorrow. Ronit says, have you seen this time travel series called Continuum? I strongly recommend it. I haven't seen that. But let's look at it. Continuum. Continuum. 2012? Detective from the year 2077 finds herself trapped in present-day Vancouver and searching for ruthless criminals in the future. All right, I'll try it. I'm skeptical of it. I mean, how many killers, how many ruthless criminals are even in Vancouver? I'm from New York. We have real criminals there. I'm trying to keep up the comments. I saw a couple I wanted to get on there. AJ is more down to earth, than Rogan. I don't think so. I think Joe is pretty. And FYI, if you guys haven't seen it, I'll put it in the chat. If it goes through, yeah, I just put the link in the chat to when my brother Gino and I were on Joe's show. So no, I don't think I'm more down to earth than Joe is. He's pretty solid. He's just he's open minded like I am. You know, if I don't think he would definitely not believe any time travel story. I think he believes the UFO stories, but most of the conspiracy stuff he's not really into. He just enjoys talking about it, and I think his approach is a lot like mine. In that we want to, it's really about the truth. I love the fun stories, and the crazier, the better. But some of the stories I do are so crazy that you kind of have to check yourself toward the end. That's why I started doing that kind of debunking twist, is not to ruin it, is because I'd be writing a story and going, this is bananas. I can't say these words in public. So I started just looking into, like, there's got to be some truth to this. And every urban legend, if you look far enough, you'll find the truth, or you'll find that it's really not true. Loaded Hot, Joe Rogan was a huge Art Bell fan. I didn't know that, but I'm not surprised. Chris Hill, please do the Michigan Dog Man. All right, let me put this in the chat. If you have topics or suggestions, go to thewifiles.com/tips. Because I don't know what the Michigan Dogman is. I'd like to learn about that, but I'm gonna forget. As soon as I hang up with you guys, I'm gonna forget. In Michigan folklore, the Michigan Dogman was allegedly witnessed in 1887 in Wexford County, Michigan. The creature is described as a 7-foot-tall, blue-eyed or amber-eyed bipedal canine-like animal with the torso of a man and a fearsome howl. That sounds like a human scream. Sounds like a werewolf. Is this a werewolf? Chris, is that a werewolf? Jay Watt, I'm in Michigan and want to know about the Michigan Dog Man. All right. Your episode of the Montauk Project is one of my favorites you ever done. Thanks for that. The Day's Doorway. That it might be my favorite urban legend. And it might be because I'm from New York and specifically spent most of my life on Long Island. So for a while, I lived in LA for about 15 years. But I moved back to New York for 1 year during that time for reasons. And during that year, I lived out very far out east on the island. And Montauk is way out east. So when you're out east on the island, there's not much to do. So I thought, let me go check out Camp Hero. This is like 2006, 2007, where you could really explore a lot of Camp Hero. There was no security there. You know, there were fences. But yeah, I got to walk all over the property and check out a couple of buildings. I didn't go in the tower. That looked pretty sketchy. But tons of people clearly have been. But yeah, I always liked that story. And I was so fascinated with it that I felt like this would be a great movie or a screenplay or whatever. So I reached out to the author of the book, to Preston Nichols, and was super excited when he hit me back. And, you know, he was kind and said no about, you know, working on a project. And then later I'm researching it and find out all about the crazy stuff he did. If you guys don't watch the end of the videos, you're missing some crazy stuff. But yeah, he turned out to be a weird dude. If you want me to tell you what he did, let me know in the chat. Hecklefish for President requires me to leave this in the comments. That's where you get yourself a Hecklefish for President t-shirt. Nephi turned out to be a child predator. Almost. These weren't children. Everything was consensual. But he did take advantage of young dudes. So not children, but still not awesome. All right, some super chats. Estrogen earthquake. That sounds awful. You don't want to be in one of those. Wait, you and your bro own a weed shop? Sort of. Speedweed is... Gino handles Speedweed now. But for about 10 years... Speedweed was the first and biggest marijuana delivery service. I don't even think I should say that word. Now this video is going to be blocked. The first and biggest cannabis delivery service in the world, in the country. So that was Speedweed. We were on the cover of the New York Times twice, the cover of the LA Times. We were on CNN, CNBC. I was on Bloomberg. We were all over the place. It was a big, big company. And really, it really ran great. And then in about 2014, 2015, things started to get very professional. Professional meaning taxes, regulations in the city of LA. And when that happens, then all the small players get pushed away and then the bigger business comes in. We were already pretty big. So it was hard to just push us out of the industry. So what happened was a group of bigger players in the city got together and forced us into a lawsuit, which didn't destroy the company, but it definitely put a dent in it and kind of put us on a downhill move. And I don't know, in retrospect, I would have stayed open. I don't know if the LA city attorneys listened to this, but hey, man, I made a mistake. I would have stayed open. All right, let me get to some super chats. Justin Vickery, what are your thoughts on remote viewing? I think 95% of it is fake. But some of the people that we've covered here are pretty legit. Like, if you remember Joseph McMonagall, he had, I forget what the success rate was, but it was pretty high. It was like, I don't know, 20, 40%, or maybe even 60. He was one of the guys that the Men Who Stare at Goats was based on. And his success rate is written in the CIA documents that you can find at CIA.gov in their archives. So I don't know. There's something to that. Would the CIA lie in the documents? Of course. Most of those documents are nonsense. But I don't know why they would lie about remote viewing. What people have said is all the remote viewing stuff in the CIA that says it's successful was just for budget protection. That's what I've heard. Is they file the documents and say, yeah, it's working. We need 35 million more. That I believe. Look at the super chats. Programmer X. Hey, can't believe the channel got so big. Programmer X has been here. You may have been here since the beginning. Since hundreds of subscribers. Hang on. All right, we gotta stop everything. We gotta hold the stream for 3 minutes. Well, Christy P's. No, I'm just kidding. We're not gonna do that. But I do need more coffee. Chris G, dude, I love your channel. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Jerry X, astral projection. I think astral projection is pretty close to remote viewing. I can't find anything that specifically has them as different. Because astral projection would be your soul, your astral body, right? And having that go somewhere else, projecting it somewhere else. So think about when people have near-death experiences and they, let's say they die on the operating table or whatever, and they suddenly they're lifting up and they look down and they see their body. That is considered, you know, I want to say by experts, but who really knows? That's considered your astral self floating above your body. Now, in all everything that I've read about astral projection, which is a lot because I had a crazy grandmother who was into this stuff, says that you could project your body anywhere. Now, with remote viewing, there's not a lot of this is my body, that at least that I've read, where it's like Ingo Swann doesn't really talk about his body. He talks about just kind of like his energy being on the moon and seeing aliens or whatever. With astral projection, there is your physical body that you can see. It's like, you know, you look like a Ghostbusters kind of spirit, but you could see your body. It's a little different. Do I believe in it? You know, I want to. I'd like to be able to do it. I've tried. Super chats. Alien05, just showing support. Love the show and your approach. Always looking forward to the next one. Thank you. I appreciate that. I couldn't do this without the super chats and the super thanks. So really thanks, guys. Ernie the Quiet Doom, what are your thoughts on Randonautica? I have no idea what that is. But I'm going to let's check it out. Randonautica. There's 1600 people on. Is this, you know, is this what you guys want? You just hang out and talk about stuff? Randonautica, the first quantumly generated reality game. That's interesting to me. It's. Is this what it is? Is this what you're talking about? This game? It's got very low reviews. But I'm going to bookmark that and check that out. Mike Garcia, who really built the pyramids? That's a good question. And I'd like to do a video on anything on the pyramids, but there's so much stuff on YouTube that, first of all, what could I even do that you're not going to get somewhere else? But second of all, I don't want to get something wrong. You know, if you get the slightest thing wrong, you get abused in the comments. And it's like, why am I doing this? But I want to give you the right information. Who really built the pyramids? I believe that they're older than the Egyptologists say. So I know a lot of you guys that follow the channel also follow Randall Carlson and Graham Hancock. And you've seen them on Rogan's show. Robert Schock, they make very good cases for the pyramids being 13, 14,000 years old or older, by showing that the weathering, like on the bottom of the Sphinx, that probably came from water rushing through at high speeds that happened during the Younger Dryas. But that doesn't really answer the question, who built them? Was it an advanced civilization? When you see that we have trouble recreating what the Egyptians did with the accuracy of the, you know, of the blocks and how you can't fit a piece of paper between them. It's hard to argue that it wasn't an advanced society. I'd like to know for sure. I don't really know. Super chat. Game players. All right. That's an urban name. I dig it. Found this channel 2 days ago. Now addicted. Awesome. All right. I'm glad you're addicted, man. Remember, we used to run Speedweed, so we want our customers addicted. Babylonia Rising. Babylonia, are you an Expanse fan? I'm addicted to the Expanse. Addicted to the novels. Love the series. I'm addicted to the Expanse novels. I've read each of those books at least 5 times. Says, have a beer on me. I appreciate that. More of a whiskey or vodka guy. I haven't had a beer willingly since 1996. Jovani Nazir, how about giants? I get a lot of requests for giants, but I don't know really where to start. Kandahar giant is requested a lot, but I think I would debunk that story and make people sad. I don't want to do that. We did the red-headed giants in the Legend of the Moon-Eyed People. That's a pretty good one, but I think we were able to debunk that as it being just a couple of skeletons that were tall. And they weren't even that tall. But if you want a video on giants, go to the tips line and give me a link or two to look into, and I'll see what I can do. It needs to be compelling. Alter Consolarius Hecklefish. He's on break, man. All right. I love you. Thank you. I love you too. Tartaria and the Mud Floods. That's a script that I have working right now. I'm about halfway finished with it. The problem I'm having with that is finding the narrative, finding the story. Tartaria is an urban legend, and I'll do it real quick for you guys that don't know. Here's what it says. There was an advanced civilization that was here for however long. It was a global civilization, earth-spanning. More advanced than we are now, like they all are. They're happier. They're more enlightened, all of that stuff. And then there is a worldwide cataclysm, a flood that floods the entire civilization. And this happened like 100, 150 years ago. And since then, there's been a cover-up between all the countries to cover up the existence of this civilization and a systematic effort to tear down the architectural wonders that Tartaria or the Tartarians or whatever you would call them, what they built. So like the Singer Building in New York, for example, was built in something like 1903, 1905, and was torn down in the early 60s. And it was a beautiful building. It was the biggest building in the world, and they just tore it down. So there's a lot of that stuff with the Tartaria legend. Some say that all the world's fairs around the world, how they would spend like 3 years building this kind of mini city for the World's Fair, have the fair with the most high-tech stuff in the world and then tear everything down, is considered part of the systematic destruction of the civilization. That said, I don't believe that legend, but I can't find the story. I can debunk it, I think, but I need to find a way to tell the story. And because it's really two urban legends that have sort of combined or collided, inelegantly, it's hard to figure out because the mud flood, that part of the story that came later. The Tartaria started out when people were just looking at old maps. But let me get back to you because you have some good flat earth and moon landing. I'm glad you asked about that. I would love to do the moon landing because you hear Hecklefish talk about it all the time about the moon landing was fake. I shouldn't have said that. This is what I'm going to tell you. If I do a flat earth video or a moon landing video, the best case scenario is at the bottom of the screen, you'll see a context warning. a context warning. So if I talk about how the moon landing was not real, it'll say conspiracy at the bottom. And that is not good for the algorithm. And the algorithm hasn't been kind to this channel over the years. So I'm afraid to do it. Flat Earth is the same thing. Look, here's the experiment. You go to, just go to YouTube or Google or YouTube, Google Flat Earth, and tell me what you see on the first 2-3 pages. It's all debunk, Flat Earth people are stupid. It's all that. And when I'm looking at, when I'm looking for Flat Earth, that's not what I'm looking for. That's not what you're looking for. Then go on Rumble or BitChute or any one of those, Odyssey, look for Flat Earth. There you'll see all the videos. And they're not all, you know, tinfoil hat videos. There's some intelligent ones on there. But on YouTube, it is completely censored. And I'm just afraid that it's going to crush the channel. Because I would like to do it. There's so much weird stuff about... There's a lot of weird stuff about the moon landing that, you know, most of the stories that I cover, I don't fully believe. Moon landing is one that, man, something's up there. How do you even say these words? I'm glad you think it's awesome. I don't know how to, I'm not even going to try. Ima do the damn thing in the super chat didn't leave a super chat. All right, just threw money at the channel. I appreciate that. Boom slang 529. It's good to see you. Your super chat just disappeared. Hit me up again in the comments and I'll try to answer it. Photography, star forts, Tartary mud fossils. All right, I think I just covered that. But if you guys want to hear more Tartaria, if you want me to finish that script, then go to the tips line. I will put it back in the comments. Go to the tips line and just remind me, because when I go on the tips line, it's just basically a long list. Let me see if I can show you. So... these are all the submissions that come from you guys. So I read all of these. And this is how I figure out what to do. So like Teeter. That's someone said John Teeter and submitted it. Sorry, the coffee's giving me gas. Someone said John Teeter, and I'm like, okay. And I'm going through. Phil Schneider comes up a lot. And then another John Teeter, and then another, and another, and another, and another, and another. And it's like, all right, I guess I got to do this one. I figured that this is done to death. If you guys want to see it, I'll do it. And what Jen says, Jen's my wife, and she's one of the co-producers. What Jen says is it's... just because the story's done doesn't mean that you can't do it because people want to see the Y-Files version of it. I hope that's true, because one of the next scripts we're going to do is Phil Schneider and the Dulcie Bass, which is, look, there's 23 people have recommended this in the tips line. And that's not including what comes through my email, which is a lot. And there's a lot of Phil Schneider that comes in there. So I'm about halfway through that script. The only reason I'm not rolling it out right away is because we just did Paul Benowitz and the Richard Doty story. And what happened was, I'm going to just put that up there so I don't forget. What happened was I was doing the Phil Schneider script. And I'm not going to spoil it, but Phil Schneider allegedly worked at Dulcie Bass in the 70s and became a whistleblower and then took his own life. I can't say the S word because they'll block the video. Took his own life in 1996, but there's more to the story than that. And I have all that information. We've got all the stuff from the coroner's office. All the research is done. But as I was doing the story and researching it, I realized that the Paul Benowitz stuff and Richard Doty specifically, I wanted to cover that in more detail. Because Richard Doty is a key part. Richard Doty is a key player in really all of UFO ufology. in America. And I wanted you guys to see him. Because he, you know, he's responsible for everything that we know about UFOs for the most part came from him. You know, the alien autopsy in Roswell and all that stuff comes from him. How we had an alien there that ate like strawberry ice cream. He created all those stories, but then later said that the stories are true. And then now nobody knows what to believe. And now instead of spying on people at UFO conventions, he goes there as a keynote speaker. And I don't know what to believe. Oh, that feels obnoxious. I left that up so I wouldn't forget. Touchy 61, I have to agree with prior comment. The best channel on YouTube. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. I don't know. I don't know how well these live chats are going to do. Because look, you could clearly see I don't know what I'm doing. For you early Patreon members, you remember that when you joined as a Patreon member, I'm not doing a plug. I'm not doing a pitch. If you want to join on Patreon, I appreciate it. But I'm not doing a pitch. This is a story. When the channel was fairly new, when Patreon was fairly new, and I had like, I don't know, 15,000 subscribers and 5 Patreon members, every person who joined Patreon, and you early like 50 or 60, remember this, I would send you a custom video. I would send you a personalized video thanking you for joining Patreon. And for some people, I would talk for like 20 minutes just about whatever was on my mind. And what I said to... I want to make sure that that stays up there. What I said in these videos was, this is why I don't live stream, is because who could be entertaining for more than 15 minutes? The Y-Files is heavily edited. I can't just ramble on. You know, I can't PewDiePie my way through UFOs. I can't be entertaining for that long. So why would I live stream? But this is something that people have asked for. If you want me to keep doing these, let me know and I'll do them. I'm still not sure. I'm definitely not going to watch this because Gothic Serpent. I think Teeter is Walmart brand Bob Lazar. We love your disposition on Lazar. I believe him. And thanks for the super chat. So Teeter, Walmart brand Bob Lazar. Lazar is very believable. Gothic. He's very believable. The thing about Lazar is we can't really corroborate his employment at Area 51. We don't have evidence of that. And then inquiries to the military say the guy never worked here. But there are people who said they worked with him. And Lazar does know things about Area 51 that you would only know if you worked there. And going back to Richard Doty said Lazar is 95% telling the truth, leaving the extra 5% for the possibility that he could be an opportunist, which most of the people in that business are. But Richard Doty said 95% he's telling the truth, specifically because when Doty worked at Area 51 or was stationed there for short periods of time, Area 51, for those who don't know, is just one part of the base. And there's an Area 52 and there's an Area 50. It's like that. There are buildings, there's structures, and they have substructures. And Doty worked on one of the upper admin levels in the Area 51 section of the base. Hang on, that's my phone. I got to take this. It's the wife. Whoa, Nan Fran, that is a huge That is a huge tip. I feel like I should I take my shirt off? No, you'd want a refund if you saw that. I love the fact you present all possible outlooks on the topic at hand and allow others to draw their own conclusions. We need more of that in this world. You know, you just appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That's a very nice comment. And no, it's definitely intentional with the channel. It's not, I'm not pandering by saying, oh, well, if you believe it, whatever. It's not pandering. I love all of these stories. And at one point or another, I believed all of these stories. You know, I remember the John Teeter story when it was new and being fascinated by it. And, you know, you're suspicious of those, but you also kind of want them to be true. So I know that a lot of people who watch this type of content, and I don't know what you'd call it, mystery content, paranormal content, they come to the channel because they're believers and they just want to hear their favorite story and just learn more about it. And there's no reason to be condescending to those people. You know, even if I don't believe it, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. Look, you could believe John Teeter or not. I'm suspicious of the story. You know, I think it's probably fake. But there is a little part of my brain that is available if it's real. Because you hope that these things are real. Some of the things we talk about, I hope are not real. I mean, who needs half dogs, half people running around Michigan? That sounds terrifying. But that's why I'm not a jerk about it. But at the same time, when I'm looking at other channels that do this kind of content, there's never any attempt at debunking or any truth in the video. That seems more pandering to me. That seems more condescending. To do a 15-minute video on something that there's a lot of evidence that is completely made up, that's fake, and just do whole 15 minutes on it, how it is true, that's just so you can make ad revenue, as far as I'm concerned. And I think it's condescending. It's condescending and pandering to the audience. And I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't want it done to me. You know, we're smart. If you're watching this channel, you're smart. You know, you're not what these are not Minecraft videos. You know, these videos are long, they're dense. So you guys are smart. So if I'm talking about something that's clearly bananas, I have to call it out. Smart people are not going to let me get away with it. Let me get into the super chats. Jared T, can you go on the Joe Rogan podcast with a frowny face? Oh, don't be sad. I was on the Joe Rogan podcast. I posted the link in the chat, you can find it. I was on there with Gino. John O'Plays, look how much more you made off one live stream than a sponsored video. Proper monetization strategy should include regular lives, in my humble opinion. Thank you, John O'Plays. Good advice from a pretty big channel. I don't know what you play, Jono. You play music or you play games? Thank you. I love you too. El Gordo Gringo with the super chat. Thank you for the super chat. And by the way, when the super chats, when I miss them in the chat, there's like a box that happens. If I can click it and get it on the screen here. If I miss it, I don't know how to do it. Look, if you're watching this in the future, this was our first one. This was our first live stream. That's why it's clunky. I don't know what I'm doing. El Gordo Gringo, which I think means the fat white guy. So, cool name. But are you a white guy living in Mexico? Because isn't that pesos? Do they still have pesos? Super chat from Rich H for $20. No question, just $20. Thank you. Look, if you're going to super chat and send money, that's awesome. Put a question in there. You know, get your money's worth. You know, $20 for nothing. I really appreciate it. But thanks again for this is demo for $10. Thanks again for the dance video. You're awesome. Thank you. What we're going to start doing on Patreon, this was a member's idea, is have the Patreon members submit their own version of the dance video. Who could do it? Can you guys do this? It's not working. I'll figure out how to get it back. If you could do your own version of the dance video, send that to me. I want to see that. Tuna 56, love the Wi-Fi. See, my favorite channel. Curious about your thoughts on the Mandela effect. That's a good question. I love the Mandela effect stories. I was a zero believer in the Mandela effect forever. And then my brother Gino and I, who he may still be in the chat. I don't know if he is. Did I mention that he was hanging out with Joe Rogan last night in the green room and he's driving back? I might have mentioned that. So Gino and I were on a road trip and we're talking about the Mandela stuff. And he's bringing up all the usual ones, the Berenstain Bears. He maybe did 25 of them and I remembered them correctly. So now I'm getting cocky. He's like, you really remember that? I'm like, yeah, I remember it. I remember it. What else you got? And then he hit me with Moonraker and the girl with the braces. Remember at the end of the movie, Jaws' girlfriend? And I covered this. This is why it's in the video. What was her name? Dolly. His girlfriend Dolly shows up and smiles at him. And in my memory, she has braces because he does. That's the way the joke works. So many other people remember it that way. It didn't happen. That didn't happen. When I did the video for the Y-Files, I went back and found the original movie. And the studio said that they looked at the original print of the film. There are no braces there. But I swear I can remember them. And since then, I have a couple of more Mandela effects that I kind of remember incorrectly. Look, I'm open to the idea that it's an alternate reality, that it's a reality spilling on to each other. We just covered John Titor. That's one of the things that people say about John Titor is when he's moving around the multiverses, he's sort of throwing things out of whack and creating Mandela effects. I think it's probably a group misremembering of memory in most cases, we all remember things differently. Like people get angry in the comments about Jiffy peanut butter. They scream at me. Don't yell at me in the comments, by the way. It's not awesome. I just block you. I don't even delete it. I block you from the channel. Don't do this. It's rude. You go outside, go outside barefoot, squish your toes in the grass. You know, feel the sun on your face, then go back and comment on YouTube. You know, don't do that. But yeah, Jiffy peanut butter, they get really angry in the comments. They swear that it was true. There's no such thing as Jiffy peanut butter, man. There's Skippy and Jif, and you combine them. You did a portmanteau, and it became part of the collective consciousness. Jody Ashton, 1,000% she had braces. I feel you. I agree with you. We're both wrong. Daniel Frost sends SEK 50 something, 50.00. What are SEKs? Like, that's either a huge tip or it's, I don't know what the exchange rate on sex are. SEK, that's not exchange rate on sex, because that would be pretty low for me. And he asked, where have you hidden Hecklefish? He's, you know, after the show, he's wiped out. Eddie, I'd like to hear your thoughts on Camp X. It's the birthplace of some of the world's most famous spy agencies. I know Camp X, but I don't know a lot to talk about it now. But if you go on the tips line and put it in there and remind me, I'll do some research for you. Let me see if there are some other super chats I can get to. And what time is it? Are we running? Is this running too long? Is an hour enough? Demo, do you have anything cooking on El Chupacabras? Like recipes? Like how to saute them in a nice sauce? No, I don't have anything cooking on those, but I'm not a big cryptid fan, is really what it is, because I get a lot of requests for cryptids, and I'm just not a huge fan of them. I'm not a huge believer in them. But Chupacabras are different. They're different, Demo. There are some pictures that are definitely unexplainable, and there are eyewitnesses. And look, eyewitnesses in like a small town in Mexico, for some reason to me, are more reliable than, you know, a bunch of white people in a big American city. I don't know why. I believe them more. I think it's because of social media. I'm sorry, Jess. I'm still going to do them. I'll still do them. It's you know, if I don't enjoy the story, it's, you know, it's hard for me to make, to write something that you can enjoy. And I don't want to do, you know, here's the deal. You love cryptids. Find one that a non-cryptid person would love. Find one that would convince me and email me or put it in the tips line and I'll do it. I'm open to it. Historic meals, your shirts, moiré pattern is crazy. I know I should not have worn this, but the more I look at it, the more I really liked it. Melissa, cryptids are real, man. Okay. Okay. Email me. You know, Picker, it didn't happen. When he's been, I believe, Jussie Smollett. Well, maybe he was attacked by chupacabras. We'll never know, will we? We'll never know what happened to Juicy. Jesse loves the shirt. Appreciate that. Charlie, I did what a cryptid is. Crypto is the prefix that means puzzle, right? So cryptid is a animal or creature that defies definition. It's a puzzle creature. This is why they're called cryptids. So think of a Bigfoot, chupacabra, Michigan dogman. You guys in the comments, you know more. You know more cryptids. Loaded Hot Bitcoin. I was a huge Bitcoin fan. Huge. Bought lots of Bitcoin. You know what? The IRS may be watching this. I didn't buy any Bitcoin. I don't know what you're talking about. I bought a lot of Bitcoin. If you're still holding Bitcoin, by the way, I don't know what to tell you. I can't give financial advice. I'm holding the rest of mine. I'm holding the rest of mine. That's what I don't want to get in trouble. I think it's going to go up. I think the economy is going to be in bad shape. Billie Jean, thank you for the $4.99. No question. Just a tip. By the way, you know, those in the chat, if you're wondering, Billie Jean is not my lover. Sir Wiggy, what's your opinion on Andrew Basiago? He seems truthful or deluded, but I don't think he's lying. I don't think he's lying either, Sir Wiggy. I think he thinks he's telling the truth. And when I say that, you kind of get the idea of what I mean. I'm holding my bits now. Frozen. Yeah, it's frozen for me too. Hang on. Let me see if I can fix it. All right, I think we're back. Accidentally end stream. Don't. Yeah. Look, this is our first one. It's going to be clunky, Chris. What do you want me to tell you? And by the way, and look, I don't even know if this is working now. When I started the stream, I just started talking at the camera and I'm looking at the chat to see if you could even hear me. I don't know if you could hear me now. I had to restart the camera. Okay. Thank you. I love you says we're back. Okay. That's it. All right. So good. But Chris, that's what's going to happen. That's how this stream ends. One of two ways. One, YouTube just bans it because I say something stupid, which is it's inevitable. Or two, I click something and I make a mistake and we're just gone. And when that happens, I want to thank all of you for being here. I really appreciate it. Adrenochrome, what are your thoughts? I think that could get us in trouble on YouTube, but email me about that. Then I will get into that more. That is something I would like to discuss. Rich H for $20. Thank you, AJ. For those videos you are made to make publish on the YouTube channel, just offer those videos for purchase on your website by subscription. I'd sign up for those. That way you avoid the crash of your YouTube channel. The inevitable crash, right, Rich? I am so careful. You know, there's so many words and phrases you can't say, like someone has to take their own life or for the S word. Or commit. I'm looking over here because one of the cats is on the desk now. and he may come over here. So if he does, I apologize. I don't like the idea of pay-per-view, Rich. It seems greedy. That being said, I would put it on Patreon, which is money. I don't know if you guys want to join Patreon, but it's only $3. And I'll do a plug. Why not do a plug? I've been reluctant, but we're an hour in. I can do a plug now. If anyone wants to support the channel, you can do so by joining Patreon. Become a Patreon member today. It's cheap for $3, and it's fun. You get lots of extra stuff there. All the videos go up on Patreon first, you know, BTW. And sometimes that's a few days early. So Patreon members get that. You also get direct access to me. You can email. Anyone can email me anytime. Love it. I can't respond to all those. I can't even really read them all. But I try. But on Patreon, I read and respond to all those. Or another way to support the channel is through the store. That's shop.yfiles.com. And that's our plug. Look at the super chats. So Frona 5, I love a plushy Hecklefish with a tinfoil hat merch. Jen, do you hear that? Daniel, do you hear that? We need Daniel's mom to make the prototype. Jim Hoffman. Oh, so we have mods hanging out here. That's great. So Jim just left the link. Daniel, if you're here, what we need is, so we're going to do the Hecklefish plushie, right? And so it's the Hecklefish. And Jen tried to make a prototype of it, and it came out okay, but it was a whole thing. And my whole dining room was covered in orange fabric for weeks, honey. So we need someone who can really do this. And Daniel, one of our mods and researchers, his mom sews. So we need someone to do the prototype. And it's going to be Hecklefish, you know, with his teeth, tinfoil hat. And when you squeeze him, he says all his catchphrases. So lizard people, you know, your sheep, bah, all that stuff. Daniel's mom has got it going on. See, there she is. James Rams, have you considered Nebula? YouTubers do their too hot for videos there. Nebula, I think I could be wrong, because Nebula is one of those that's for YouTubers by two YouTubers. And I think Nebula is run by, I don't want to say it and get it wrong, I think they're run by an agency. And I think you have to be invited there. I don't think I can just join up and be on Nebula, but tell me if I'm wrong. I'd put him up there. Nimate Biggs for $5. The shirt AJ's wearing was picked out by Hecklefish to hypnotize us all in order to start the first phase of his worldwide global takeover. That phase has already begun. Bubba Hotep, Codex Gigas, aka the Devil's Bibles, thoughts. Very interesting piece of history. I agree. I'd like to do a story on that. I just thought, since we had the Voynich manuscript, that it was covering kind of the same territory. Although that video is old enough now that I think I can do this. But that's a really good idea, very interesting idea, and debunkable. Sean Van Beaverhout. I love your name. Have you seen Stellium 7's work on Montago that he thinks may be a fossilized elephant? He matches the internal anatomy of elephants to the internal anatomy of its cavern system. I haven't seen that. Link me to that. And look, I'd love to show you guys these super chats, but if they go by too fast, I don't know how to get them up there. Alien 05, your wife's correct. I've seen videos in Eastern Airlines Flight 01, but I'd love to hear your version. Any thoughts on 401? I've only avoided it because of disinformation warnings. That's the only reason I've avoided that one, because I've seen people get hit for that. But let me look into it more and remind me on the tips line. Lizard people, we're doing first live stream watching from our planet. I hope it is nice on your planet. Hey, Reese, I get this a lot, missing 411. So I don't know what I can do differently than David Poides doesn't do and Mr. Ballin doesn't do. I mean, how do you bring something new that those guys don't? And that's really the thing is, I'll do any story you want if someone else has done it. I don't mind. It's for me, it's, can I bring something new to it? You know, doing the John Teeter story, that took a lot of guts because it's a 20-year-old urban legend that anyone who follows this stuff has heard their whole life. But I think I brought some new details in it. I think. It's the cats fighting. People in the comments will tell me I'm wrong, but I think I did. And that's what I do when I'm doing a story like that is I research and research the hell out of it until I find that piece of information that I didn't know and that's not in any of the other videos or articles or any of that stuff. If I can't find anything new, I don't do the story because I'm not bringing anything new of value to you. And no one's going to subscribe or watch the channel if every video they see on the channel is the same stuff. That's why you guys don't watch this stuff on the top 10 lists and those channels. Because you've seen it all already. So missing 411, I need to find a way to bring something new. But the thing is, David Politis is the guy I would go for the research. So I'll keep looking into it. You know, there are a lot of missing people stories that are super interesting to me that I would like to cover. Maybe I'll look more into that. I'll look more into that, I promise. Because there are a couple that are not so much, you know, disappearing in the woods. It's, you know, just like grown men, you know, middle-aged white guy married with kids, goes and parks his car and just disappears. Lots of that stuff. So there are a few of those stories I'd like to do. The only thing I have to watch out for there is if they met their demise, how did they meet their demise? Buzzard Smith, $5 New Zealand. My partner is a toy maker and dressmaker. She can make a sick hecklefish. Well, email me. Email me. We need help. Well, that's his name. That's the name again. Okay. Fair enough. Christy Price, lots of interest in Mr. Ballin. He's slacking on his YouTube vids per podcasts. I didn't know he was doing that. And look, when I talk to people about this channel, look, I think what we do here is different than most everybody else who does this stuff. You know, I think the Y-Files is unique, and that's why you're here. And I ask people why, because I don't know why there's so many. I don't know why there's 23 people watching this. I don't know why you're watching, but I'm grateful, but I don't know why. I don't know why that so many people watch the videos. I think they're fine. They're fun. What people tell me is that it's the production value. It's the humor. It's the deep research. But it all comes down to like, they look so professional. It looks like TV. And that's a huge compliment. My counter is Mr. Ballin stands in front of a green screen that's poorly lit and tells a story for way too long, 30, 40 minutes, and gets a million or 2 million views in the first couple of hours. And look, I'm not jealous of Mr. Ballin. You know, everyone's a little jealous, but I mean, I subscribe to his channel and watch his videos because I enjoy them. I just can't figure out the secret. I don't know why there's so many people watching so quickly. If you guys know, let me know. Because I'll duplicate it, you know, steal from the best. Yep, Chuck, never heard of him. You see that? No matter how famous you are at anything, most people have never heard of you. He likes you too. Watch your videos. Excellent research. The great president of Hecklefish. And Hecklefish is, he's not universally loved. I ran a poll a couple of months ago because what happened was the channel was pretty flat. For a long time, I mean, the channel was flat for a year and a half and started to pick up a little bit because of YouTube Shorts, which I hate doing. The channel started to pick up. And so there's all these new people coming into the channel now. Now, up until that point, the subscribers were pretty dedicated. You know, if I see your name in the comments and you watched, you know, 5 or 6 videos and the channel has like 7,500 subscribers, I know that you're really enjoying the stuff. But then the shorts happened and we got a lot of new subscribers in and we got to like 10 or 15,000 subscribers. And most of these people came from shorts. So they're like young dudes. Hold on, let me get these super chats up here so I don't forget. Young, you know, dudes, gamers, and just hating on the videos. And Hecklefish got so much abuse during that time that I started to second guess the choice of even having him here. Because look, you only run a YouTube channel if you're extremely insecure. It's the only way you ever do it. I don't care who you're looking at, who your favorite YouTuber is. He or she spends every day hating themselves and wondering if they have imposter syndrome and then closing the day being certain of it. So Hecklefish was getting all this hate. So I was second guessing the choice and I was thinking about pulling him and just doing the channel myself. But I talked to a couple of like trusted subscribers and, you know, people that I would see in the comments a lot. And they were like, no, you definitely have to keep Hecklefish. So I ran a poll and I really didn't know what the poll was going to reveal. And I was nervous about it. I didn't want to fire the guy. And it was 90% keep and 10% chuck him. So from there, I think I got to keep him. And I think he is what makes the channel unique. And I won't go into it here because we're running long. And this is something I'd rather talk about on the Backstage channel, which I don't have any videos on yet, but you know, we'll get it up there and I'll explain why Hecklefish is here and what his role is, because he's not a gimmick. And a lot of you guys already know that. But after that poll, 90-10, then it's just, I just have to accept that at least 10% of the people that are watching the channel are just going to hate it, you know, because Hecklefish is, he could be grating. He's grating to me, you know, and I live with the, he's right. He's right in the other room. His bowl is right in the other. I live with the guy. He's grating to me. But the best comment you get about him is, I hated him at first. He grew on me and now I can't watch. I can't imagine the show without him. That's the best possible compliment, because that's kind of how he is. He grows on you like a fungus, just not so itchy. Pandora's Junk Journals, $49.99 super sticker. I appreciate that. I don't know if you could leave a plug. I don't know what Pandora's Junk Journals are, but if that's a business, I encourage everyone to go buy some junk or some journals. John L., $5. Check out Dr. Stephen Greer for UFO disclosure. I watch everything Dr. Greer does. I watch every documentary he has. I watched a couple of his documentaries for the Richard Doty, Paul Benowitz, because Doty was on there. I think I even pulled a couple of the clips. Tim O'Grady for $5, new viewer and completely hooked. Love the format, the research, and the Hecklefish all caps. He breaks up the monotone possibility and is funny, not annoying. And look, I appreciate the compliment. I'm sorry that I'm so monotone. I can't, you know. I'm going to keep working on that. What kind of animal doesn't like Hecklefish? You know, about 10% of you like Hecklefish. I enjoy a lot of your reaction to him based on the history that's present on his channel. All right, guys, we're an hour and 10 minutes. You still want to talk a little longer? Or should we wrap it up? What do we want to do, mods? Last call for $1.99. Will you do a video about this? I have research going on that right now. The only reason I haven't gone full force with it is we did the Hole to Hell, and then we did Mel's Hole. And like, am I going to be the channel that just covers holes? You know, Spatula City? Spatula City, Spatula City. We sell spatulas, and that's all. You want to be the channel that just covers holes? I mean, Hecklefish would love it. You know how hard it was to not have a bunch of filthy jokes in the Mel's Hole video. But Mel's Hole, that video is performing really well right now. And now Jen and I walk around the house going, they love Mel's Hole. Everyone wants to know what's going on in Mel's Hole. It's really dark and moist in Mel's Hole. I wonder what's deep inside Mel's Hole. You know, You can't have too many hole jokes. Bill Risner, great show. Love your delivery and heck of a show. I appreciate that. Holes are a big deal. Basic human psychology. It's true. I mean, we're just a hole on either end with a bunch of junk in the middle. Dude, Lizard Man, you got to send me a link on the tips line, Robert. I didn't know South Carolina had Lizard Men, but Hecklefish would be into it. I agree, Biggie. JFA for $5. Hecklefish is the greatest of all time of sidekicks, and please do some deep dive videos on the secret groups you mentioned, like the Majestic 12. Majestic 12, that's a no-brainer. I'll do that one. I'd love that one. That'll be coming up. I just try to space this stuff out. So, like, if I do UFOs 1 week, I try to do something very different the next week, like ancient mysteries or maybe a different kind of conspiracy. I just so it's not not the UFO channel, and everyone likes different stuff. I like the World War II mysteries, to be honest with you. Those videos don't do very well, but the people that do watch them, they love those. I guess it's just a certain group of us, you know, old dudes like World War II stuff. And the reason I'm looking over here and I see myself looking off camera and it's unprofessional, I'm sorry about that. I should have a better camera presence, you know, considering my experience and training. Sarcasm. But I'm looking over here because that's where the comments are. And the super chats coming in, those are people sending money, and I want to answer all those questions. Charles in Solo for $4.99. You're familiar with a guy by the name of David Adair. He claims to have worked at Area 51 when he was a teenager. I'd never heard of him. He's 99% wrong. I don't want to say lying. I never want to call anyone a liar, but he's 99% wrong. Only because it's a military installation. So, but Charles, do me, if you have a link or an article, email me that or put it through the tips line. I'll look into it. Is that a super chat I missed? Andy 4342 for $20. Thank you very much. That's very generous, and that keeps the channel going. Viva Hecklefish. He agrees. Mr. Hood, Hecklefish for president. You guys know what we have to do. You know what we have to do when anyone says that. In the comments, Hecklefish for president. Hey, look at that. Hecklefish for president t-shirt. Someone else beat me to it. Yeah, so that's at the Wi-Fi store. If you want to support the channel, I'll do a plug. Support the channel, go to the shop.thewifiles.com, buy some stuff. And I tried to keep the prices as low as possible because it annoys me when I go to a channel and they have merch and I don't want to spend $34.95 on a t-shirt. And look, I know it's to support the creator, but that's $35 for a t-shirt is obnoxious to me. $30 is too high. So I kept the prices as low as I possibly could. On a lot of the stuff, we make a dollar or two. And in fact, when I just learned this today, and Jen's going to be mad, but for some places where we're shipping far and like overseas and stuff, we actually lose money on those, like t-shirts. But look, I don't have the conscience to just hammer you for a t-shirt. So if you buy a t-shirt for $22, we make like $4 or $5 on it. So if you want to support the channel, you don't want to join Patreon because it's recurring billing. I get it. It annoys me too. Buying a t-shirt is a cool way to do that. We even have stickers on there for like $3. Moto POV. Hey, bro, from Romania. Hey, bro, right back at you. Green carriage during the war. I agree. Hecklefish needs a partner. That hurt. That hurt my feelings. Patrick Hilden, can you do one on the Stardust Ranch in Arizona? I have not heard of that. That sounds like a brothel. You guys want to hear about when I worked at a brothel for about 3 months? I will save that for backstage. I'm in they're having a conversation back and forth, I guess, about illicit drug use, and I just kind of bogarted it. Sorry about that. Jonathan Green, how can I donate to the channel? You could join on Patreon. You could do a super chat, super thanks. You could buy some merch from the store. Catapults are for $10. I love Hecklefish. Bring back Space Panda for a visit sometime, please. Really? Space Panda had some fans. I wasn't one of them, but he did have some fans. I'll bring him back. I'll bring him back. If enough people ask, I'll bring him back. All right, here's what I'm doing. It's an hour and 17 minutes. That feels like a long time for me, but I watch some live streams that go on for hours. I don't watch the whole thing because who could do that? But I do keep them on. So I'm going to go a little longer. When I see the number of people watching starting to drop, I'll bail out because everyone has to know when you've worn out your welcome. Mongoose for $19.99. Oh, not Mongoose, Magoose or Magoose. Love Hecklefish. He really grew on me like a fungus. Maybe my husband showed me your channel, maybe a vid on dogmen and their history all over the world since the Egyptian times. So two things on that, Magoose. One is thewifiles.com/tips. Put those in there. Otherwise, I'll forget. I'm not plugging. I don't make money from that. I just don't want to forget. Second, your husband is a genius. Let him know I said he was a genius. You know, take good care of that man. Alex Davila, $5. Have you heard of individuals in the alien counters feel like Dr. Jonathan Reed or Billy Mayer from Sweden? Would love to see an episode on this. I have heard of them. I just don't know how to do a whole episode on just believers. It's like, how do you do an episode on Whitley Strieber? He's really fascinating, but it's really kind of just the aliens came, they abducted him, they put some stuff in him and sent him back, and they do that from time to time. Maybe a whole episode on abductions. It's, you know, so I don't want it to be sort of a one trick episode. I'm distracted because I'm scrolling because there's a $50 super chat in there. I don't want to miss it because that's a lot of money. So I'm scrolling like the night. David Allen Graves, $6. Keep up the good work. Enjoy the John Teeter story. Fastest 30 minutes of my life. Love to give more, but you know 2022 is one heck of a year. Look, David, I get it. Had a Patreon member just the other day cancel. And that's fine. People cancel. And then emailed me after he canceled. I think he was like a $7 a month guy. And he was so upset and sorry about it. And told me how the economy, and he's just took a second job because of inflation. And look, I get it. Patreon members, if you're on here, if money's tight, cancel it. Cancel it. You know, seriously, it's because 2022 is going to get bad. 2023 is going to be worse. But then I think we're going to be okay. But the next couple of years are going to be bad. You don't have to support the Wi-Fi's on Patreon or buy a t-shirt, any of that stuff. If money's tight, we'll be okay. Inimitable, you can't imitate it. Mr. G, thanks so much for your content. Very entertaining. You're welcome. Thank you for $50. See, the inflation's not hitting everybody. Mr. G, he's doing okay. He's making it rain. Tom Eric Paulson for 22 knocks. I don't know what that is. Let me know in the comments right now. What is a knock? I'm looking. Charlie Alistair. No, that ain't it. Wild Tsars. Thanks for the compliment. That's not it. Chris Willoughby. What's a knock? Rad Channel. Sweet Info. I appreciate that. What's a knock? Count of Saint Germain. It was there. I dig it. Yvette, send prayers to Florida. I have it's on mute now, but I have the weather track on there because my folks are in Tampa. So it's pretty scary. they're in high ground and they've got hurricane windows. So a lot of their friends are actually gathering at their place, but I don't like it. Adrian O'Gara, love you and your channel. Thank you very much. Check out some Irish mythology and in particular, the possible links between Tuatha De Danann and the Lost Tribe of Israel. Put that in the tips line because I don't want to forget that. Just like that, just off Ireland, that island, that secret island. What is it called? It's called Brazil or like old Brazil or something. Which people think it could be in Atlantis. I'm thinking about doing a video on that. It's actually on my list to do. And then I saw Joe Scott the other day released a video about an island off of the UK. I don't think it's the same island, but I know there's a lot of overlap with our audiences. He's clearly has more. And I can't do it. If Joe Scott does an island under the UK video, I can't the next week do an island under the UK video. I'll get abused for that. Zepharius Collins for $5. Operation Popeye weather manipulation. I sent you a message a week ago. I haven't seen it yet. I apologize for that. I'm always behind with the email. I'm doing my best. Weather manipulation is something I'm very interested in doing, especially the HAARP project. So we're going to do that. Chris G, hi, Brazil. That's the one. Yeah, Joe Scott is great. I agree. I'm a subscriber of his channel. Yep, Kara got it. Debbie Matthews for £5. Your channel, Hecklefish is brilliant. Och I the New. Ah, from Scotland. I don't know how to say that, but maybe you can put that in the comments. I'd like to hear that. Kathleen Mary, yes, on HAARP. I agree. I think it's definitely an older topic. It's like, how many topics can I do that go back to Art Bell? I guess a lot of them. Mr. Davis, Egypt technology. So this is something I want to do. I'm having trouble with the research on it. But I read some article. It might have been a Mysterious Universe or one of those. I'm trying to remember. Anyway, it was about the Great Pyramid as a power source. Let me put that up there so I don't forget. I'm just trying to belch off mic. Sorry about that. It's the Great Pyramid as a power source. And the technology is the movement of the water up and down through the structure, which creates electricity. So which we know works. And then somehow the shape of the, I don't know what you'd call them, the channels, they're not hallway, they're channels carved through the pyramid, magnify this energy. That's really interesting to me. So I'm looking into that. One article isn't enough because that, you know, who, someone could just make it up. Dan G, can you do a video about the Ark of the Covenant? It's probably the closest thing to alien tech in the ancient world. I would love to do a video on that. Go to the tips line and remind me, although that is in my personal must-do list that has a few things on it. I think the Ark of the Covenant, if you held a gun to my head, I would say that it's in Ethiopia. I would say that that's where it is. Derisive Badger for 100 Nox. Again, I don't know what a Nox is. Thanks for the great work. I'm not Norwegian, but I think it's funny, so I'm doing that first time donator. Okay, great. So did someone say, someone just donated, someone sent 1K? But where? Where? Someone didn't send 1K in this channel, in this chat, did they? Oh, no, this one. They sent 1,000 ARSs. What's an ARS? Hang on, let's see. There we go. Okay. ARS to USD. An ARS is an Argentine peso. That is 0.0068 of the US dollar. And they sent 1,000 of those. So that's $6.80, which is great. That's great. But Tico, it's not $1,000. It's $6 and change. I still appreciate it. The Pyramid Code pyramids as healing instruments as well. If, you know, if they can generate energy, then they could, you know, who knows? Remember the fad for a while where all the athletes were wearing magnets on their wrists and their neck? And I guess it might have been a fad everywhere. You know, it's never been proven hard proof that magnetic energy can heal tissue, but there's some evidence that magnetism helps. So now think about the pyramid as an electrical device. If there's electricity, there's a magnetic field. So if it's a strong enough magnetic device, then maybe it is a healing mechanism. Yeah, so here's the thing with my voice. I don't think you guys have ever heard my real voice. Shane, hang on a second. I'll tell this quick story, but then I got to get Shane's super chat up there. Shane just dropped $100 on us. I'm looking for it, Shane. Here you go. Here's the thing. I never had allergies my whole life, and I've been alive for multiple decades. More than you think, even. I lived in New York most of my life. Moved to LA in 2005. And lived in Scottsdale for a year. When LA became the escape from LA, we escaped and moved to Scottsdale. And then got here to North Texas, just outside of Dallas. Never had allergies. Now I'm allergic to everything, apparently. I was just allergic to North Texas. So right now I'm doing okay, but I'm congested. So words like magnetic are really hard to say. And I can hear it in my ears that I'm saying magnetic. I hear everything sounds like this to me. So it's really hard to pronounce some of these science words, and I apologize for it. It's just allergies that I never knew I had. Shane, for $100, I've seen all your videos and love your content. Hecklefish brings something unique to them and hooked me. Is that a fish joke? Is that a fishing joke? Thank you for all the work you put into this. You're very welcome. And thank you for that very generous tip. That really helps. AO for $5. We would love to see videos for book reviews or recommendations on these subjects. I put some of those as links below. Trying to think. The last few videos have been a lot of book research, but most of them aren't. Most of them are just articles or reading CIA documents. But the last few have actually been a lot of books. So when I use a book for research, it's down there. And I try not to use affiliate links because it's obnoxious. So they're just down there for you to check out. And let's say there's a book for sale on Amazon, but if I can find it for free online, as long as it's not kind of a hacker site, I'll put that link down there as well. But just about every book that I use, you could find for free. I know that because I find a lot of them for free. Speaking of books, The Vertical Plane is that story about the Doddleson messages, which is one of my favorites. And it's the one where Ken and Deb, they go out to a pub, right? This happens in the 80s. And they get back home, and there's this light on in their cottage in Doddleson, and there's messages coming through the computer. And they go back and forth and talk with these messages, and it turns out to be a guy living in their house hundreds of years in the past. And they go back and forth some more. And if you haven't seen it, there's a twist. I'm not going to spoil it. Anyway, Deb reached out to me, and which is cool, and wants to maybe come on and talk about some of the things I got wrong in the video. Just look, it rubbed me a little bit the wrong way, but look, I want to get it right and talk about some new stuff. So, you know, if we're going to do live streams on there, then maybe we can do interviews with Ken and Deb from The Vertical Plane. What I'm getting at is if that's something you want to see, then let me know, email me and let me know, or go on the tips line, let me know. I saw that, Tico. Thank you. And thanks to Tico for reporting all the amounts. If you could keep track of those for me, I'd appreciate that. I agree, Hash. We're wrapping it up. We're wrapping it up. Darren Mitchell, I just enjoy hearing explanation stories. Don't even care. I appreciate that. Kyle Hayes is from Tampa. We're okay. Thank goodness. It moved a little south, didn't it, Kyle? So it was one of those situations where the hurricane's still dangerous, but it moved south, so better you than me. I mean, I got it. You know, my mom is not south. My mom is in Tampa. So I'm glad you guys are okay. If you're broke, can you send an IOU? Sure. Sure. Last call. Where do we find your JRE podcast? Right. Posting that link for you now, last call. Thanks for the $1.99. John Lim, SGD-5. I don't know what that is. Can you do the DB Cooper plane hijack and the World War II U-28 submarine sea monster sighting? Interested on your take. I love the DB Cooper story. It's the same thing. It's been done so many times. Can I bring something new to it? And I'm looking for something new for DB Cooper because I love that story. $50 from Dan G. Thank you for that. Best evidence for alien life I found is Alan Hill's 84001. It's a Mars Martian rock found in Antarctica in 1984. I haven't heard that. Alan Hill's 84001, a fragment of a Martian meteorite. It was found in Antarctica in December 1984 by a team of meteorite hunters. How did they know to look there? Like other members of that group of meteorites, 84001 is thought to have originated on Mars. However, it does not fit into any of the previously credited mass upon discoveries, 4 pounds. Huh. Okay, putting that on the list. Because that is really interesting to me. And have you done anything on the Denver airport? That's one that is right always at the top of the list. It's highly requested. And I just don't seem to get to it. And it's because it's so common. And the problem with the Denver airport conspiracy theory, which is something that annoys me, is that the administrators of the Denver airport have, quote unquote, embraced the conspiracy so much that it's now part of their branding. And I find that really condescending. Like the gargoyle that's in the lobby will now hire a comic who makes it talk to people. And the logo now has conspiracy stuff on it. I don't like that. It makes me more suspicious of them. And it seems condescending to the people who believe in it. Because no, they don't want to talk about it. But I can remember when there was some type of something was happening and there was a bomb or so, whatever it was. And Obama was in the air and landed at the Denver airport and kind of disappeared for a day. And no one really talked about it. And it was covered in a very limited way, but he was at Denver airport. Why did they keep him there when they could have ran him to NORAD? The mountain is right there. So something's up with Denver. And I'm getting fired up, and I don't mean to. I apologize. I don't like how condescending they are. But I don't know if everyone is as interested in that as I am. But I mean, Kelly, for $50, we'll do whatever. Oh, Kelly A, I can't pronounce that. Super sick for $50. I appreciate that. Kyle Green, 1999. Thanks for the show. I love it so much. Keeps the mystery and provides good insight into the hows and whys at the end. I'm glad to think so. I really try to. You know, and if I'm doing my job well, which isn't always, I don't want you to know what I really believe about the story at the end. I really don't want you to know that. I don't want it to bleed in there. Because if you're a believer in the story, I want you to still have that. Like if I hardcore debunk something, because some things you need to. I mean, if you could find a hard evidence that debunks a story with a Google search, you have to tell the truth. But I'll get abused in the comments about how I'm destroying their favorite mystery. Sorry, you know, I'm not trying to destroy anything, because don't you want to know the truth of it? Santa Claus was awesome. I love Santa Claus. My brother and I saw Santa in the sky when we were kids. Now, clearly we didn't. And when you find out Santa is not real, it's kind of sad when you lose that mystery. So I understand what they're saying. But the thing is, don't you want to know the truth? And this is what I say to a lot of people. It's almost become a catchphrase on the channel. If we can debunk 99% of these stories, doesn't that make the 1% that much more fun? I think it does. Yeah. Look, don't do the politics in the chat, guys. Really? Because whoever you are, the other half disagrees with you. And probably more than half, no matter what you think. I don't know if you follow the Y-Files Twitter, and I don't pitch it that much because I'm not on there that much. I basically just engage with the few people that follow me on Twitter. But the theme of the Y-Files Twitter is stop falling for the politics. Look, if you're on the left and you think everyone on the right is the problem, or you're on the right and think everyone on the left is the problem, guess what? You're the problem. If you're angry, if you go on Twitter and you're angry at someone's political views, look, man, you're too invested. You're too wrapped up in it. You're wound too tight about it. And look, Twitter is a lot of that. And a lot of the problems we have, if you've watched the videos, it's dropped in there almost every video. The media, social media, the politicians. Don't get so wrapped up in it. And look, I'm guilty of it too. I have my views. I have strong views. I don't want them to bleed out too much into the channel, because you don't want to alienate other people. And look, I grew up in a very political household with a very political family on both sides. And so that was part of my upbringing, and have always been politically engaged, meaning I know what's going on for the most part. You know, I'm not a news junkie, because we hate those, but I know what's going on. You know, I know what bills they're voting on. I know who the governors are of the states and such. But it got so, politics got so toxic a few years ago that I actually just tapped out. Jen is also into politics, and we were running Speedweed and dealing with the lawsuits and the city and all that. It was so much stress that I just didn't have room for the politics. So I just tapped out for a couple of years, and look, it's better. You'll be happier. Just tap out. What I'm getting at is don't get so wrapped up in it. The people that you think you hate, whoever they are, that you think are stupid, if you hung out with them at the barbecue and didn't talk politics, you'd see they were good people just like you. You think they're misguided. You're wrong. Thank you for that super chat. Spiro Floropoulos, $10 Canadian. Hey, what's the exchange rate? Are we still okay with that? Just want to chip in. I hope things are going well. Remember, help you out with that. Your channel's up. Spiro, thank you for that. So he's asked me if things went well with my WSL installation. He helped me out on Discord with getting Linux up and running on Windows. It's going fine. I've hardly used it for anything, but thank you for helping me out that day. I was really, really excited about it. Mr. Hood, this is refreshing. I'm glad you think so. You know, I honestly don't know what is refreshing, because look, I see that folks are watching. I'm glad you are. I'm glad you're having a good time. I don't know what you're enjoying about it. You know, Frank, I'm glad. I don't know what you're enjoying about it. But a couple of people are engaging me on that, so I want to talk about it. Because if you're on the Y-Files Discord, which I encourage you to get on, let me put that link in there. On the Discord, which is a great place to hang out, is a no politics rule, because no one wants to hear it except the people that believe what you believe right down the middle. They need to believe everything you believe right down the middle. If they just believe, if they believe 90% of what you believe, that 10% makes you hate them. Because that's what it is now. That 10% makes you hate them. Oh, they check all these boxes, but this 10%, I hate them because they're stupid, because they don't know. I don't want that on there. Nobody's politics are identical. They're not the same. If you think you know what my politics are, I'm telling you, you don't. You don't know what they are. And if you do, even if you think you do, I'm not doing my job correctly. I criticize the government. That doesn't mean that I'm on the right or the left or anything like that. I criticize the government because you have to. Look, when Republicans are in power, the left says you have to criticize the government because it's patriotic. When the left is in power, the right says you criticize the government because it's patriotic. They're both right. Always criticize the government. Don't trust them. I just tweeted out, don't ever donate to a politician. Let them lie to you for free. Don't send politicians money. Don't do that. Don't send money to causes, please. They get enough money from corporations and, you know, overseas money and dark money and all that. Well, I'm not going to go into that, but don't do that. Mike D removed the Twitter app from mobile because it was toxic. To me, it is. It is, you know, removing it. It's not on my phone either. I barely use it for my personal account. I use it for the Wi-Fi files because it's kind of like part of the job. We don't have a lot of followers on there. I try to tweet every day, but Everett Schneider, catch you in the next episode. Love you. Everyone enjoy a better life than being mad. It's well said. Thanks for hanging out today. Looking through the super chats. Scorpio the Venom, I got a question for you. In Michigan, we got a legend regarding the melon heads. Are you interested in looking into that? Yes. But you got to send it to the tips line. Melon heads? In Michigan, we had the men with the dog's heads. They got melons too. Jim D, $20. Love the channel, your content, and your approach. Keep it up. Will do. Stephen Holtzel, great channel. Caught up in every episode. Well done. Thanks for binging. Keith McCall, what's your favorite band? That's hard to answer. I'm a music guy. I love it all. So I can go from 70s punk, you know, the Talking Heads kind of stuff when they're at CBGBs. But I can go hardcore. I can go metal. You know, you could do hair metal, do Striper. I'm down for that. I could shift it into country. I like outlaw country, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson. Not so much into modern country, country rock. But I could do alternative rock, Lollapalooza from the 90s. You want to talk Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains. Could do that. I also like just classic rock. The Who, Stones. I used to work in rock radio, you know, for quite a number of years. So I'm into music, but I listen to all of it, even some classical. The other day I had on Elvis's gospel records. So not even just rock, he's singing about God. Not even a God guy, but Elvis singing about God, something great about it. I used to work in radio for a long time. Long Island's classic rock and roll, WBAB, with 50 minutes of rock every hour. You have very few vowels in your name, Skingurvo. So I don't know how to pronounce that. The vowels, they're weighted toward the end, so it's hard to get in there. But Hecklefish is freaking adorable. Maybe he needs to have other smallish guests on the show, even a girlfriend. I've tried to get, you know, we had Space Panda on there. We can get him a girlfriend, but he's afraid that he's going to end up married again, which means divorced. I mean, he's already been married 3 times. How many times is he going to do it? But it could be fun. Lorna Villa, $49.99 super sticker. Thank you. That keeps the channel alive. This is all about the shirt today. I should have known better. Bafang, did Wildfowls do Skinwalker Ranch? I haven't, because it's been covered a lot, and I need to bring something new. I think I've mentioned Bigelow Aerospace on the channel. He sold it a couple of years ago, but a lot of the stuff we know comes from his research and the people he had there, all the cameras and stuff. I'd like to cover it, but I think I could debunk it. And that might annoy some people. All right, I'm going to go another 13 minutes. Me be the DB. Please do a segment on Springheel Jack. That's high on the list. Because that's a super interesting story to me. Afterburn, FDNY official. All right, that's New York's bravest. Great show, great content. Wildfowls is Led Zeppelin YouTube channel. Think of it as your Don Bonham, John Bonham. Wow. John Bonham might be the best drummer of all time. Look, and that could start, if people follow old rock, that could start some crap saying John Bonham is the best drummer of all time. But look, any drummer after John Bonham, you can't put in the list, right? Maybe Niels Peart. But if you're after John Bonham, you learned from John Bonham. So no, you're not in the list. So it's got to be everything before like 1975. Rudy RuTube 09C, any thoughts on the Pentagon 9/11 attack and where no plane parts were found? I have to be careful here. Because of the misinformation label. Hey, what's the difference between misinformation and the truth? About 6 months. Because of the misinformation label, I can't talk too much about that attack on the Pentagon. I don't think. But it looks like to me that it was a missile. And it's so hard to tell because of the video footage, but it looks like a missile attack that hit the Pentagon or that hit that plane. There's something weird about it. All of 9/11 is weird. I'm not a full truther, but I'm uncomfortable with a lot of the stuff. Mr. God for $5. What are your thoughts on the JFK assassination? Lee Harvey Oswald definitely did not act alone. I don't know who did it. I have some theories. And I'd like to do a video on like all the top five theories of JFK. But again, YouTube will crush the channel. I don't know if they're going to crush it for this video. We're going to find out. But again, gun to my head. I think it's LBJ. So John F. Kennedy wanted to, the biggest thing, well, he wanted to dismantle the Federal Reserve, which is an excellent idea, and wanted to dismantle the military industrial intelligence complex, the CIA. Felt they had too much power. You want to take down the Federal Reserve and the CIA? Look, that's what happened. And he was warned. So that's what I think happened. Specifically, Trigger Man, I don't know, Woody Harrelson's father. But I think LBJ made the call. Nobody can prove it. Nobody can prove it. You're trying to prove it. Nobody can prove it. The Bushes, that wasn't George had nothing to do with it. Don't do that. See, remember my speech earlier about the politics. George had nothing to do about it. W. As I thought you said W. W had nothing to do with it. Now, his father, look, he was a Republican president, and some would say a good one. I wouldn't. But he was a central part of the intelligence complex for years. You know, at Skull and Bones guy, the whole thing. So HW might end up being a villain in history. Dude named D. Clem, ever consider going to Rumble or Gab with videos you fear would be censored by YouTube? Yes. We're on Rumble, and I try to remember to put videos up there. No one watches them. but they are there just in case. The only reason that the too hot for YouTube videos aren't up there is I haven't done any. It's just I'm constantly behind on this channel. Today's video I was editing up until yesterday afternoon, which is that's not good. That's definitely scrambling. So there's just no time to like research and write another video. Kosher Torah School of Rabbi Ariel Bar Tzaduk for $10. I hope I got that right, Rabbi. Like your channel, saw mention about the Ark of the Covenant. I know a little bit about that myself. Good. Well, email me. Email me. So, and I'd like to know what your thoughts are in Ethiopia and the huge Jewish population in Ethiopia. Not huge by percentage, but a lot of people are surprised that there are Jews there, but there absolutely are. And even non-Jews in Ethiopian culture, you could see the Jewish elements of the culture in all of Ethiopian culture. Iconography, everything. Philippe Reynaud, for 100 of those, love your channel. What would happen if YouTube crashes your channel? Is Patreon enough to free yourself from the YouTube algorithm? It absolutely is not. Absolutely is not. If YouTube kicked us off, I would have to call my day job back and beg. They would take me back. Cheryl Morrow for $20. Thank you for that. It really helps. Love, love, love your channel, especially Hecklefish. Can you do a show on MJ12? Keep on posting. Yes, MJ12 is definitely coming. Only reason it's not there right this second is because I just did UFOs. But we just did time travel. I think we need an ancient one. Maybe Ark of the Covenant. And then Majestic 12 warp. It's probably going to be Delcy Base and Phil Schneider, which is going to get a misinformation. That's going to get a context warning. The Minecraft YouTubers have it so easy. Andrew A. Is your name Areola? My six-year-old daughter is a big fan. Her name is Sadie. Can you give her a be safe, be kind? And your priest said, Sadie, be safe, be kind. Know that you are appreciated. That's not Illuminati. That's the Kempo salute. Kempo is a martial arts style that's been a part of my life for 30 years and change. About 30 years as a student and 20 years as an instructor in Kempo. And that is martial arts salute. If you want to learn more about that, let me know. Caleb Henry, as a musician, I appreciate your taste and love the show more than anything. Thanks for helping with Life Man Make It. You're very welcome, Caleb. And that's the thing about music is I like all of it. And I'm not one of those guys like, oh man, I like all music. I don't like all of it. A lot of it is garbage. I've made a few K-pop jokes on the channel. And look, same thing with K-pop. There's a couple of K-pop tunes that are catchy. So I don't love all music, but I'm open to all genres of music. If it's good, it's good. You know, I listen to opera all the time. It's about, you know, getting in whatever mood you're in. You know, when I'm driving, it's going to be Foghat. Are you kidding me? Pentagon was a plane. Plane was definitely there, but there's something. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying it's weird. And I don't know why, maybe because it's 20 years ago, but like now, like on the space station, for example, when they have a UFO go by the ISS and they show us the video and it's like at 12 frames a second, this shoots 120 frames a second. We froze again, right? Kempo, do you know Dennis Nicord? I don't. I don't know who that is. Mike Perry, is the channel hurting? Thank you for the $5, by the way. It seems like you're, and again, I had to restart the camera. So if you can't hear me, you got to let me know because I don't know. Is the channel hurting? It seems like you're walking on eggshells. And I was just curious. Love you and Heckaflesh, you're both incredible. Thank you. You're very welcome. I'm walking on eggshells on purpose because I don't really know. Like there are certain topics I just can't do because YouTube will crush the channel. And when I say crush, I said, let's say we did a video on moon landing and put proof that it was fake. Not proof. Well, pieces of evidence that it was fake. YouTube would not show that video to anyone. So like if you're a subscriber to this channel now, I'm assuming that most of you are, as you're browsing, you're seeing Y-Files recommendations. That moon landing video, no one would see it. So no one would click on it except like the hardcore subscribers who have notifications turned on, which sometimes work. They would watch it. Plus, YouTube wouldn't promote it to non-subscribers at all. Plus, under the video, there would be a context misinformation warning, which says that we definitely landed on the moon and all of that. Now, nobody knows for sure because the algorithm is a mystery box. But if you've got a video that's demonetized, because they would demonetize that for misinformation, demonetized, not shown to subscribers, not shown to non-subscribers, recommendations, context warning, you think the algorithm is promoting that? So it comes down to money, unfortunately, is that I need to do videos that are going that we can run ads on, because it's still a business. And look, if there was, if Hulu wants to pay us to have the Y-Files, great, we'll do videos on all of this stuff. But unfortunately, we have to kneel at the, you know, at the throne of YouTube. So there are lots of topics I'd like to do that I just don't. I just don't. And maybe we can do them on Rumble, but it's, you know, I just have to get caught up. Yeah, come on, Hulu. What's taking you so long? Can you please do the Heckaflesh voice once? I can't. He does his own voice. Who does your voice, V? John Teeter has entered the chat. Oh, I have a lot of questions for him. Sean, the burps, I mean, what do you want me to do? What, I mean, how do you get around the burps? Not have a hot beverage? Cody, thanks for all the hard work. You're welcome. I thank you for noticing. Darby Prophet, thank you for your show and always keep your mind open. Always ask questions. Hello from Maryville, Tennessee. Thanks, Darby. Hello back. Lee Crystal, love the show. I heard from other creators that live feeds can hurt your channel. They set up other channels just for the live shows to get around this. That is not so. YouTube, when the channel gets of a certain size, and usually it's about 100,000 subscribers, there are steps that happen. You get verified, a little check mark. You get access to different kinds of chat support, like direct chat support, and then you get in like a community partner manager. YouTube generally likes bigger channels to have live streams because all those generous super chats and super stickers that you guys are doing, which I really appreciate, YouTube takes a huge cut of that, a huge cut. I mean, after taxes and stuff, they take about 65% of it. So the creators get between 30 and 40%. YouTube gets the rest. YouTube and the government get the rest. So they want you to do more of that. YouTube nags you all the time, nags a channel all the time to get their membership set up, which I haven't done because Patreon is there. And it's like, how many different ways do we need money to come in? So it's a challenge because on one hand, you need the money to come in to keep the channel going. But on the other hand, it feels slimy. Join Patreon, buy merch, super chat, super thanks, all this other stuff. Join the club. You know, it just feels creepy. So I try to walk the line of asking for support, By the way, if you join as a Patreon member, it's really cheap to do. It's for as little as $3 a month, you have early access to all the WildFiles videos. You see them before anyone else. You get a special badge in Discord that gives you extra access to our Discord channel, which is open to the public, but you as a Patreon member gets extra access. And you also get personal access to me, where I can't read and respond to every email I get, but on Patreon members get all their messages read and responded to within the first day or two. So you can do that, but it feels kind of slimy to do pitches all the time. The John Malone Show. John, go ahead and leave a link to your show in the comments if it lets you. Sekulovich is available for public speaking engagements. He is, but only through video. Only through Skype. Ojisons world. Your kind of show is what makes YouTube good. Here is $350 for you and Hecklefish to split. Thanks. I appreciate that. But he's right. That's about all that I'll get from that is about $350. I'm glad you like it. I'm trying to do something different. All right, guys, I'm going to wrap it up. Sergeant Rock, Super Chat attempt number 3. I'm sorry about that. When I get off this, whatever this is that I'm doing, I'm going to look and see if there's a way that I can get Super Chats just kind of stacked. I'm using StreamYard, and it's the first time I'm using it. If there's got to be a way, because they let you see Super Chats, so I know that they're linked into the API. If there's a way I can just see the Super Chats like alongside so I get to everybody, that would be ideal. But I don't know how to do that yet, so I'm going to learn. So Super Chat attempt number 3. I'm so sorry I had to pay 3 times. I would refund you if I could, but they won't let you do that. Another vote for Megaliths, Pyramids, Gobekli Tepe. Gobekli Tepe. Gunung Padang. Also, thanks for being a creator. I can support and not a network. You're very welcome. I'm going to do all of those. Cindy Hughes, wasn't it shared by Snowden that YouTube is run by the government? I didn't see that, but I wouldn't be surprised. Because YouTube is Google, and a lot of Google's funding, early funding, came from DARPA. So I wouldn't be surprised. All right, any super chats I missed? Because I'm going to wrap it up. Because I'm overstaying my welcome, because it looks 2,600. We were at 2,622 live, and now we're 2,554. So it's fading. So... Hi, Poland. Greetings back. Keep an eye on your border. All right. So that's going to do it. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. This is our first, this is our first one. This is our first live stream. I want to say, you know, I almost said they're going to get better, but I don't know. At first, I don't know if they are. And second, I don't know how bad this really was. You know, I got you passionate. A lot of people showed up today more than I expected. So I thank you for that. All the super chats, the super stickers, all that stuff. It really helps the channel. Thank you so much. If you would like to support the channel, you can become a Patreon member or buy stuff from the WildFiles store. But that's it. I'll see you next time. I'm going to try and do these after every live premiere. If you need me, Patreon is the best way, or email me. If you have a topic, wildfiles.com/tips. That's going to do it. Until next time, be safe, be kind, and know that you are appreciated, because you are. You really are.